Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, everyone, and welcome back to Conversations Live. I'm your host, Cyrus Webb. Glad you all could join us once again. Actress Elena Huffman is making her first appearance on our program today to talk to us not only about her love of acting, but what it's been like for her to share that with the world. You've been able to see her in roles all over television. We're going to talk to her not only about her success, but also the response from her fans. Stay with us. We'll be right back right after this break.
Connecting you to PR firm applause affiliates and clients on Stay in the Course. Thanks to your desire for global impact, we learn, grow, and do what we love. We weave in social impact and unique branding. For almost 10 years, philanthropists like Grammy-nominated artists, Music Soul Child, Selena Johnson, Drummer Boy, BET, VH1, Walgreens, Clear Channel, and MAC Cosmetics have joined forces for HIV, breast cancer, and youth issues. A fully integrated public relations firm, Connecting You To offers services to companies, celebrities, nonprofit, and government entities. ConnectingYouTo.com for more info. ConnectingYouTo.com.
I used to drive all over town for low prices, but now I let Walmart's incredible new Savings Catcher do the work for me. I just enter my Walmart receipt online and Savings Catcher does the rest. It compares the prices I paid for items at Walmart with advertised prices from other top stores in my area. And if Savings Catcher finds a lower advertised price, Walmart gives me the difference on an e-gift card. Now that's my kind of work.
Introducing Savings Catcher from Walmart. Go to walmart.com/savingscatcher for details. Eligible items only. Restrictions apply.
Have you been hurt?
Been hurt?
Been backstabbed? Got a talking back team?
Been back?
Well, you're not alone.
No, no.
Escaping to another reality. Through Dominic Wilkins' good books.
Good books, audio
books, paperback, ebook, good books.
Available on authordwilkinsgoodbooks.com.
Welcome to Conversations Live, where we bring you the best in music, books, entertainment, and current events. When the movers and shakers of the world have something to say to you, they say it to us. Now, here is your host, Cyrus Webb.
And welcome back, everyone, to Conversations Live. I'm your host, Cyrus Webb. Glad you all could join us once again. Elena Huffman is making her first appearance on our program, and if you're looking for someone that's an example of not only what's possible in their career, I think she will not only inspire you, but also give you the determination you need to be able to move forward in whatever your own journey is. You've seen her on some of the popular shows out there like Smallville, SGU, Stargate Universe, and more recently on Supernatural. We're going to talk to her not only about what it's been like for her to be a part of these big productions, but also to be able to have her fans that have been able to go with her from project to project, as well as what's coming up next for her. Elena, hello to you, and welcome to the program.
Hi, thank you.
Well, you know, it was really exciting prepping for this segment with you because I think that you really are an example to people, Elena, as to what's possible for them, but also how, you know, you're able to reach out as you've been able to do in these various roles throughout your career. What has that part of your experience been like to not only do what you love, but then to be able to really get into these various characters and bring them to life?
Oh, it's always fun. You know, it's I call going to work playing with my friends. You know, I just literally ditch my responsibilities as a mom and a wife, and I go to work and I hang out with my girlfriends, you know, in the makeup trailer and get my hair done, and then I go, you know, play with my friends on set. So it's always really a great time. I mean, I take the work seriously. I'm very grateful for all the opportunities that I've had, but at the same time, it's really just fun, and I enjoy it, and I feel really blessed to have the career that I love and to do what I love every day.
Exactly. Well, you know, and it definitely comes through, and I think that's why you've been able to have not only the success, but also the fan base. And the fans really are interesting to me because they interact with you quite a bit, Elena, as you know, but they also are excited for you as they see you going from project to project. Has that been an added benefit for you, being able to do what you love, but then to have people appreciate it?
Absolutely. I mean, it's again, just a blessing to have these people that follow you in your career and to support you, and I've been doing quite a bit of conventions, and I've been doing the con circuit for the last couple of years.
Mm-hmm.
And to meet these people that come from all over the world, and then I go all over the world to see them, it's amazing. And I always feel like it's sort of our version of a rock concert. You know, it's our opportunity to be present and sort of perform and give a personal experience to the fans. And I certainly appreciate the fans who support and who come out, and I see the same ones kind of over and over again all throughout the world. It's really exciting.
Yeah, yeah. You mentioned the con events. I know that even until next year, I saw on your Twitter feed as I was prepping for this segment that you have events scheduled up until next summer with these great events. And so, you know, that experience has to be interesting. I talk to authors on this program all the time, Elena, about the process, and they talk to me about how writing the book can sometimes be lonely, but then, of course, when it's released to the world, then they're able to kind of feel it. Is that what it's like for you as an actress to kind of be in that bubble of that production, and then when it actually is released, kind of have that pop and to see that instant response now with social media, how people are taking to it?
Absolutely, absolutely. And you're seeing more and more a lot of my friends that are, you know, now entering into big television contracts. Twitter and social media are a big part of that because the networks and the studios are understanding the power that the fans have and that connection factor. And, you know, Supernatural is really big on tweeting live. And it's really great, even episodes that I'm not in, they encourage us to all tweet live with the fans because the fans are there, they're present. It gets a little tricky when you're dealing with spoilers and things like that. And I've gotten in trouble a few times from fans, particularly. They're like, stop spoiling. But, you know, so much of it you hold in because you're in it. You know, you film these things months in advance. And then, like you said, we've released it. And finally, we get that sort of instant gratification in that moment. But it is delayed working up to it.
And working up to it, exactly. So let's go back a little bit. This is your first time on our program, Elena. When did you first know that this was it for you? Because it's obvious that it's something that you fit comfortably in. But when did you realize that acting was the thing for you that you wanted to do with your life?
I remember very specifically. I did a lot of children's theater. But before that, I remember early 80s, the movie Annie came out. Hmm. And we rented it. My dad must have rented it like every weekend for a year or something. We watched it all the time. And in Annie, you know, they go to the movies and they see Camille with Greta Garbo. Yeah. And in that one scene that they show, and I've watched Camille since, but they just show Marguerite dying. And it was so dramatic and beautiful, and I loved it. And I remember thinking, like, I want to do that. And so that was sort of, I think, the seed being planted in me, that sort of realization that that's something that I could do. And then I moved on, and like I said, I did some children's theater. I did a couple of smaller pilots when I was middle school, early high school, and then I got approached in a mall by a modeling scout. And I was asked if I was interested in modeling, and that kind of took over for the next several years. From about 14 to 21-ish, I traveled. I homeschooled myself through high school, and I would bounce back and forth between Canada, where I'm from, and Asia and Europe. And finally, I settled in Texas. I was living in Dallas. My dad got transferred, and I was under 21, so I got a green card, and everything was legal. Mm-hmm. And I moved to Texas, and I realized that had a big market for both modeling and acting, and that was early 2000s, and you were seeing, it was a concentrated effort, I felt like, from the modeling world, because you were seeing less and less models on the covers of magazines and more movie stars and actresses, and then Austin was really coming up. Robert Rodriguez opened his studios there, and Sandra Bullock, and Steven Spielberg was doing a lot of stuff, but there was also this really great independent movement of indie films and shorts and things going on. So I got involved in that, and that sort of took over, and I did a bunch of indie films, and then I made the move to Los Angeles, and since then I've been doing a lot of television.
Yeah, and the rest, as they say, I guess, yeah, would really be history. I want to say, for those who are just tuning in, you're listening to Conversations Live. I have the privilege today of speaking with Elena Huffman. She's someone that you've gotten to see in so many different projects, whether it's Smallville or even more recently in Supernatural, where she, as you mentioned earlier, stays very active with the fans through social media and discussing not only about what this experience has been like for her to do what she loves, but then, of course, to see the way that you all are responding for it. You know, the other funny thing that I saw is you were just talking about the experience is, I think, the consistency, Elena. It's something I'm sure you've been, you know, commended on before. Where do you think that comes from? Because it does seem as though this kind of hit you early. You know there have been people who may have started with you that are no longer around, that even you may have, you know, began to know of throughout this process from project to project, then kind of fizzled out. What do you think the key to your consistency has been in the industry?
I think it's honestly, it's it's not an easy journey for anyone, and I think that it's just the passion and the drive to continue. I really feel like a lot of my success is based in the way that I live my life, and I am a mom. I have four kids, and I started my family at 23 at the same time as I started my career, really. And so, you know, that obviously that's not everybody's journey, but it's certainly been mine, and I didn't let that hold me back, and I didn't let my career sort of stop me from developing my life. In fact, I always say this when people say, what's your, you know, advice on becoming an actor or moving to Los Angeles? And really, I think this applies to any career path you take, is to get a life, to live a life, you know. And for me, that meant getting married and having children. But it could mean, you know, getting, I don't know, being a certified yoga teacher or joining a church or anything that sort of develops you as an individual, and I think that makes you a more interesting person, and it makes you more fulfilled, which then in turn I believe will show up in your work.
Right. I totally agree. And it definitely does for you. I want to go back to the fans for a moment, Elena, because another thing that struck me when I was kind of going through, not stalking you through social media, but kind of going through, browsing through social media when I was prepping for this segment, was the fan love. I mean, you have drawings that your fans send you.
Isn't that amazing?
Yeah, I mean, one fan mentioned they had a work commission. You had another fan who named a car after you. I mean, when you... And
I've had babies named after me.
Yeah, you know, what does that feel like? I mean, to have that kind of an impact. I think someone even calls you their favorite demon. I mean, so you have all of these great ways that people are showing their affection for you. How do you wrap your mind around it?
It's interesting. I mean, I appreciate all of the fandom, and I think the fans are amazing. And Supernatural wouldn't have been on the air 10 years if it weren't for the amazing fandom and how much they put into the show. I mean, they really do. They're constantly in contact with the stars of the show and also the writers and things. And like you said, all the fan art and all the fan fiction. I mean, it's phenomenal, the creativity and the dedication that these fans have. And I mean, I know all of us appreciate them. I think it's a little weird to be adored like that. I mean, I don't know if, you know, human nature is sort of set up for that. It's interesting. I was on a panel one time, and I was asked, you know, how I felt about – well, actually, I was on a panel one time in New Zealand, and Callum Blue, who played Zod in Smallville, he's this all-powerful character, someone asked him, you know, does it go to your head? And he was like, yeah, it kind of does, when you can sort of snap your fingers and make people do things. And I thought, oh, that's really weird. And then I played this character on Supernatural, the Queen of Hell, and I walk different, I talk different in those moments when I'm in that character, and the fans react to that, and, you know, I get these tweets that are like, we love you, my queen. And what do you do with that? How do you deal with that? It does, you know, kind of go to your head. And I think you have to sort of, like you said, like I said before, sort of check it and balance it. And I definitely get checked every day by the four little kids who, like, rule my world. So,
right.
You know, I'm grateful for the fans, but they definitely don't keep me humble. They make me think I'm really great.
Well, hey, we all need a little bit of that
right.
From time to time, for sure. Again, everyone, Elena Huffman is joining us. We're talking about not only her amazing journey as an actress, but also what it's been like for her to share that experience with all of you. Quickly, we're going to let our listeners know how they can stay in contact with you, Elena, but I want to talk about the balance for a moment, and I think you may have answered it, but just to kind of take that point a little bit further, you know, I think there is something about the realness. And I think it comes through even in this conversation. This is the first time you and I have spoken. But the realness of you, I think, really comes through. Do you think being true to who you are has really been because of you've been able to find that balance of what's really important in your life?
For me, yes, absolutely. You know, like I said, I mean, I have a life. 90% of the time I'm a stay-at-home mom who wears yoga pants and my hair in a knot, and I walk my kids to school, you know, and then I'm constantly fighting them to eat more vegetables. So it's, you know, it is very real and very normal. And I do think that 90% of people you'll meet celebrity-wise or in the movie industry are really great people. I mean, you meet some that you could sort of maybe not be friends with. But for the most part, people are lovely. And I think that if you are real, then they'll be real with you.
Right. Wow. I think that's a great point. Great point. I love the way that you say that. And that definitely comes through in what's been able to be the key for you as well, Elena, for sure. Elena Huffman, everyone, I mean, you've gotten to know her, love her, probably have drawn her, named something after her. But she's an amazing individual who's been able to do what she loves. And definitely, as you can see, that her fans are appreciating it as well. I know that you are on social media. Elena, is that the best way for them to reach you through Elena
yes.
Huffman on Twitter?
Yes, Elena Huffman on Twitter and at Elena Huffman on Instagram.
All right. So make sure you guys.
I try and be as interactive as I can. Sometimes, you know, life takes over and I ignore my social media for a little while, but I do try and get – that was my New Year's resolution, was to be better at that, so I'm trying.
Right. Well, I would say from looking at your page when I was prepping for this, you do really well, and I know your fans appreciate that, the retweets of them, being able to connect with them. I know they love it, Elena, and I know there's only more things to come. And thank you so much for the time today. I really appreciate it, and I hope you'll come back. We'd love to chat with you again.
Thank you. Absolutely.
All right. We'll definitely
make it
happen. Hey, you're more than welcome. And we thank all of you for tuning in to another edition of Conversations Live. And if you came in late and missed part of the conversation with Elena, don't worry. Thanks to our friends online. You guys can catch the podcast just a few moments after we go off the air. All you have to do is go to our radio website at conversationsliveradio.com. That's conversations with an S, liveradio.com. Also, if you're friends with us on Facebook or follow us on Twitter, the link's already available on both of those places. And we do you guys a favor. We'll make sure that we tag Elena on Twitter, so you guys can stay in contact with her there. Our page, of course, is twitter.com/CyrusWeb, and then, of course, facebook.com/CyrusWeb. And you'll just click on that link, listen to the show completely for free, and even share it with your friends using the social media buttons you'll find there. Until next time, I'm your host, Cyrus Webb, saying, as always, enjoy your day, enjoy your life, enjoy your world. Make sure you take out time to enjoy some good music as well as a great book. Thank you all for choosing Conversations Live today. You all make it a great one.